Hi, this is Tony Ajayi. Giving is one of the greatest expressions of godliness because God gave his only son for us. Galatians chapter 6 in verses 9 to 10 says, "And don't allow yourselves to be weary in planting good seeds, for the season of reaping, the wonderful harvest you've planted is coming. Take advantage of every opportunity to be a blessing to others, especially to our brothers and sisters in the family of faith." I believe this verse isn't just about money. It's about our time, our talent, and our treasure. So no matter how little you think you have materially, God has poured so much into you, more than enough for you and enough for others to glean from. But let's be real. Negative experiences can make you hesitant to give, especially within the body of Christ. But still, here is what I've learned over the years. You may not always reap where you sow, but you will always reap what you sow. And it is eternally rewarding to sow in places where only God can repay you. It shifts your motive from seeking recognition and validation and applause to simply honoring God. And sometimes, the reward might not even come to you. It might show up in your children's lives. You're not just sowing for today, you're investing in the future. I was chatting with one of my siblings a while back, and we were reflecting on how some of the blessings that we are walking in today are likely connected to the seeds that our parents have sowed years ago. Quiet sacrifices, generous acts, and prayers that no one saw. And this really humbled me. It reminded me that God does not forget. God honors faithfulness, even across generations. Also, God has set the principle of sowing and reaping in motion, just like gravity. Genesis in chapter 8 verse 22 says, "As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease." So, pay it forward. Keep sowing seeds of goodness and kindness, and you and your generation will reap that same harvest in due season. Even when no one sees your good works, do good anyway. The God who sees in secret will reward you openly. And please, don't let the ungratefulness of others stop you from expressing your godly nature. One day, you give an account to God for what he has placed in your hands. So make it count. Now, who can you bless this week? And what is in your hand that you can sow? Ask God to show you and go and sow with joy. May the Lord give us grace for this. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week ahead and God bless you.